93KHJ's interview podcast. Thanks for clicking and tapping wherever you're checking us out from. Here now is Tautasi Artisoliai, director of DMWR and Latu Kupu of GHT Reed, rapping with us on the show about the upcoming Flag Day fishing tournament for American Samoa.
You know, as you may know, that Flag Day again this year has been downscaled. So this is just another activity, particularly for the fishermen, that happens a few times a year. But since COVID, you know, nothing really has happened over the last year and a half. So we thought it best to have a fishing tournament, try to promote fishing. And we recently launched an app for the fishermen to use, where they can download their data much more quicker. And that's one of the features for this tournament, is to promote the app and get the fishermen to use it. But this effort is being organized and put together by, you know, ASG, obviously, the governor's office, Marine and Wildlife Resources, Department of Agriculture, the Visitors Bureau. And we had some private partners, the Pongo Game Fishing Association. And we're happy that we have GHC Reed as our beverage sponsor. Thankful Brother Latu is here to, discuss their sponsorship. But for those that... you know, don't fish or don't have a boat to fish on, this tournament is actually going to be quite different from previous tournaments, because we're opening up the catch to public sale. So it's a two-day tournament on Thursday and Friday next week, April 15 and 16. And once the fishermen come in and weigh in their fish each day, we'll open it up for, you know, the public to come in and buy the fish. And that's always a big treat. It's hard to get fresh fish. You can get frozen fish in all the shops, but it's hard to get fresh fish unless you have a boat. So this is an opportunity for the community. Yeah, I think it'll be great.
All right. And if somebody is listening, has a boat, wants to register, how much is a boat?
It's $100 registration. There's a minimum of two fishermen per boat. You can have as many as you want to within safety means of your vessel. But it's $100 per registration. And all that money is going to go back into... prizes. Next week, Tuesday, on the 13th, we're having a captain's meeting at Cities by the Sea from 4 to 7. And we'll go through the tournament rules. We'll have a training for the app, the Catch It, Log It app. And hopefully all the captains will be there to register their teams.
This Catch It, Log It app, that's the first time I've heard that been mentioned. Is that something that's just a regular part of what DMWR does, or is that exclusive to the fishing tournament?
No, this was launched last year. This was developed in a joint effort between DMWR, the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council, and the NMFS. So it's an effort to improve data collection. It's one of the challenges that American Samoa has had for many years, and this is another avenue for the fishermen to, to enter their data as quickly. They can do it up front. As long as they have data access when they're out on the water, they can enter their data, fairly quickly. And it's pretty cool. It can show you where they can enter, where they caught the fish, what species, and what have you, what kind of gear that they had on the boat. We're looking forward to, we've had some trainings in the past, and this is the first official fishing tournament we're launching it.
No, that's great. So you can kind of see where fish migrate to and what seasons of the year certain fish. I don't know if that's how fish function. If they're like birds that fly south for the winter or whatever. But that's exciting info. I'd like to check that out.
Yeah, just correction. There was a tournament in November that SOPAC had sponsored, where we launched the app. So this is the second tournament that we're
Catch It, Log It app, and that's good for Androids and iPhones?
Yep, Android and iPhones, yep.
Okay, and Latu, you're here on behalf of GHC Reed. I understand that you're bringing some nice prizes to the table, too.
Yeah, thank you, John. Well, I want to say good morning to American Samoa, and I just want to say thank you to ASG, Department of Marine and Wildlife, for having us sponsor this wonderful fishing tournament. It's not only that, but we're not only like sponsoring fishing tournament, but we sponsor those other tournaments like Calf Tournament, Masi, those pageants. So it's an honor. It's an honor to support the community. So like I said before, when we were talking, that, what we sell to the community and what we get from the community, and that is what we give to the community, you know, like sponsoring all these events. So anyway, our sponsorship for our fishing tournament would be beverages. So that includes Sprite, Coke, Diet Coke, Waimalu, Powerade, and our people's favorite, Vailima.
Okay, I was waiting for the Vailima. Like, what, Latu?
They were never,
Where's the beer at?
It got to be there. So so that's why I just want to say thank you to Archie and the Department of Marine and Wildlife for having us to support this wonderful golf tournament. And I hope that the weather will cooperate. That's what it looks like. So hopefully people will be, fishermen will be enjoying their fishing when they go out fishing. Even we've agreed that each boat will get a free case of Waimalu water to take it out with them so that, you know, they won't dehydrate so that they can, go fish at the same time enjoying drinking Waimalu.
All right. And this is happening next week, Friday and Saturday. Fish sale, too, which is nice.
Thursday
and Friday. Excuse me. I stand corrected. Right. Thursday and Friday. Okay. So next week, Thursday and Friday. And you have a fish sale, and then you're going to send the proceeds to a benefactor?
Yeah. We thought we'd do this, different this year. The fishing associations, the recreational Pampango Game Fish Association, and as well as the Ali Association. I was struggling trying to raise money, so I think this is a great opportunity to benefit them, and at the same time, we're going to be benefiting the Hope House. So the cash sale will go to benefit those organizations, but whatever fish that we don't sell, we'll use some to for sponsor gifts, but the rest will go to Hope House.
Great.
So there's eight categories. I mean, just for those of you that are listening, there'll be eight categories that the fishermen will be targeting. That's marlin, sailfish, yellowfin, masi-masi, dogtooth tuna, wahoo, skipjack, and then miscellaneous catch. We do have a grand prize for the heaviest marlin, the biggest marlin that comes in. It's currently the record sits at 431 pounds. That was brought in by Mike Apted in 2016 during the Yalapoa. So there's a $1,000 cash prize to the heaviest marlin in this tournament. And that $1,000 is being sponsored by Accords Collision. So I want to thank President of PBGFA for sponsoring that prize. Yeah, it'll be a good event if you don't fish and if you want to come out and hang out and check out the weighing, in the afternoons. The first weigh-in for the first day is at 5 p.m. The last weigh-in, closes at 5 p.m. on Thursday. And then on Friday, it closes at 4 p.m. So there'll be a lot of fish out there on the docks. Yeah.
Okay, and Tuesday is your captain's meeting then, right?
Tuesday, April 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. is the captain's meeting. And we're making it mandatory for all the captains to be there, not necessarily the crew, but we want to make sure that we do safety briefings, we go over the tournament rules, and if they have any questions, they can bring it up during that meeting. And then we're also going to be doing some training for the Catch It, Log It app. There'll be refreshments for the fishermen when they're there. So at Sadie's by the Sea at 4 on Tuesday.
So you could bring your registration fee to this and get all that handled then?
Yep. Okay. You can bring your registration fee there, or if you can get in contact with the Pompano Game Fish Association, Brian and Chris, you can get it to them.
All right.
Registration is being handled by the Game Fish Association.
And big shout-outs to GHC Reed as well. Latu, for coming through as always. And your role, I don't think you've ever once had a weekend off. You're always working somewhere. Cherith, belated birthday wish to Cherith.
Yeah. Yeah, if I can also take this opportunity to wish her a...
Yeah, I was giving you an alley-oop there, man.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to slam dunk that. Happy birthday, happy belated birthday to my beautiful wife. And I want to thank all our sponsors. GHC Reed is our big sponsor this year for the beverages, but we've got a big lineup of other sponsors that are able to come out and donate to this, and we'll have all the names mentioned in our advertisements. And hopefully we can come back later, you know, talk about this either sure. before or even after the tournament.
Do a wrap-up, yeah,
yeah,
no problem.
Do a wrap-up.
Okay. All right. And good morning to Olivia and the team over there at GHC Reed as well. Thank you guys for always coming on board and sponsoring these things. 93 KHJ, that's Tautasi Archie Soliai, Director of Department of Marine and Wildlife Resources, Latu, from GHC Reed, your family of fine beverages, appearing with us here on 93 KHJ.